Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie's with us. Dave tells me you might have the crud. What's going on?
I don't know. I feel like my whole household had it. I thought I had escaped it, so I think I got too big for my britches, and now I'm fighting it.
Was it tied to the fact that you put the whammy on the Dodgers? Dave, remember our last visit with Jamie? That was right after the 18-inning game.
That's right.
So it's 2-1. So it's possible that time for the Dodgers to win in L.A.
Could have done it.
But because of, you know, the time zone and the job, Jamie was going to have to travel the day of Game 5 no matter what. So she might be traveling to Toronto, and then because the Dodgers in L.A. would be celebrating, she would have to turn right around and come back to L.A. And, Dave, what happened the next two games in L.A.?
Well, she put the whammy on the Dodgers, as you said, because she took her happiness and put it ahead of the rest of L.A.,
yeah.
Made them suffer for 2 days, that entire city, all because she wanted to, see a baseball game in Toronto.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
That's a nice little story you guys are telling yourself.
How was Toronto?
First of all, I learned it's not Toronto, it's Toronto. The second T is silent. Toronto.
Dave, what are you going with?
This is America. It's Toronto.
Yeah. You know what I call it?
Okay, well. Just...
You know what I call it? Our 51st state. That's kind of.
I have to say, it is a lovely city.
It's a great, lovely city. Yeah, it's great. It's great. And how I saw a lot of Instagram of you, a lot of celebrations. The parade was fabulous, I'm assuming.
I love a parade. Don't you love a parade? Everybody's in a good mood. Everyone's having a good time. You don't love a parade?
About 15 minutes, right? I mean, Dave, what's your max on a parade?
I'll be there the whole time.
Well, listen, if this town finally gets a championship, it would be nice to see a lot of people happy. But let's say it's a normal, like a 4th of July parade. Okay, Jamie.
Well, this wasn't a 4th of July parade. This is a World Series championship parade.
True.
We don't remember those.
Yeah, we don't. What are those again? You know.
You know what I can compare it to that you guys will remember? Remember the All-Star game and what? Was that 2010?
It was after that.
No, 11?
Not too far off the ballpark open, although the game itself, it was very chilly, but the days before was great, right?
2014.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it? Okay. But so remember the parade on Nicollet Mall, and you got to see all the baseball players, and it was everybody lined up, and it was a good time. It was very similar to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let me get back to my other example. So 4th of July parade. How long do you want to witness the 4th of July parade?
I'm indifferent.
Yeah. 15 minutes, over or under?
I'm about right there.
Right there. Dave, you with me? 15 minutes?
No, I actually go see it and I ask him to restart or else I move on to a second parade.
God, you're such a fraud. Oh, my God. Okay, are you aware, have you discussed the last couple days at work, the new Target 10-4 program?
Yes, we have.
All right, I assume you had. Can I just read it for the folks if they're not familiar? And then I want to see I'm going to go to you first, what you think. Under this new initiative, workers are required to smile, make eye contact, wave, or greet a shopper who comes within 10 feet of them. If they are closer, within 4 feet, the worker is required to ask them if they need help or how their day is going. Jamie Yuccas thinks what of this new policy?
I think in theory, with where we are as a society, and how divisive we are and the kind of, I don't know, crabby we all are. In theory, it sounds great, but I also know myself, and if I get approached by, like, four Target employees while
Thank
I'm trying
you.
To get stuff,
Thank you.
I'm going to be annoyed.
I could not have said it better, which that's normally how it works when you're speaking. I agree. Too often, I go to a store, and I'm like, how about a little bit of customer service? Just a little bit. But you go to Target, and we get a lot of folks with red shirts on. We have a lot of people. I don't know if every time I go by somebody in a red shirt, I need a smile, I need waving, and then apparently they're hovering around me like a pelican trying to find fish in the water and asking me question after question after question.
But this is something we did talk about that I think is interesting to what you just said. When's the last time you were in a Target where you could even find an employee? Like, things are now locked up, and I feel like I'm searching for someone to be able to open the deodorant, like, case.
Right. I will say this. I still am a regular Target shopper. I'm far from exclusive, and I would say I agree with you that I don't believe the overall customer efficiency and service has been as good, and I don't think I'm just the two of us being, well, back in the day. But there is a skill, I don't know if I want to say art, but there is a skill, there is an understanding, and we all know it. We've all experienced it, where you go in, you're not swarmed instantly, somebody comes over and says, can I help you? And if you say, I'm just looking, or you don't want the immediate, hey, I need help with this, then you are left alone and not harassed and bothered.
Yeah, right. Well, I think, you know, the thing that's interesting to me is that if you look at Target, and we've talked about their sales and things as well, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be for me that, like, Target would have things you really wanted to go get from there. And then you would inevitably get sucked in and you'd want to buy a bunch of other stuff because it was like unique
sure.
or it was fun or it was, you know, whatever. Or, oh, I do have this birthday party this weekend. Let me grab this. I haven't been like that enthusiastic about a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know that I need the customer service either. Like, type thing, like management people making up these decisions, like that might actually annoy me. And then if you have stuff that I don't really like or it's way too overpriced, I'm still not going to buy anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
651-461-9226. What do you think of this policy? Again, Target, this came out a couple days ago, getting even more traction in the last 24 hours. So it's the 10-4 program. Workers are required to smile, make eye contact, wave, or greet a shopper comes within 10 feet of them, and then within 4 feet, are they walking around with the tape measures? Is that they have these on them, I guess? The workers then required to ask them if they need help or how their day is going. Text me right now. What are your thoughts? 651-461-9226. I guess I'm going to push back a little bit. I do still feel like if I go to Target, I can find most of what I'm looking for, and I still feel like, hey, I buy two or three other things. Not that they're completely a new concept to me, but I didn't plan on buying it. But they could add to my life, so I still get them.
I just think that there are so many other options in the online stuff to find, yeah. like I'm thinking like right. decorative pillows or like a throw or a, you know, like, oh, I really like, oh, that's a fun fuzzy robe that I want to get that person for Christmas or whatever. It used to be like you'd go into Target and you'd be like, oh, they have awesome workout gear. I'm going to buy some of the stuff on sale. And it's, I just don't find it as affordable as I used to. Like, you used to be able to go in and go, I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff that's on sale now, and I'm going to buy the stuff I need, and maybe I'll pick up one or two things that's still full price. And then you'd leave, like, $200 later. Now, it's like, I don't want to buy any of that stuff, because, it's like, throw pillows are now, like, $40.
Well, first of all, everything's more expensive right now, right? So there's some level that. I think you've also nailed a part of it. We have so many other options either on this little thing I'm holding right now, my phone, where,
right.
you know, 10, 20 years ago, yes, there were other options. But now I find anything you mention and boom, 2 hours later, somebody's knocking on my door and it's already there.
Well, and I got to be honest. So this last weekend, I used ChatGPT. And I put in very specific information about things. I needed a new rug for inside our front door. I did need a couple new throw pillows.
Yeah.
I put in very specific, like, this is the style. This is the price point I'm willing to pay. These are the color scheme, you know, whatever. I got spit back some great stuff. None of it was Target.
Yeah.
None of it was Walmart.
Yeah.
None of it was, name another big retail. It was like small little boutique places. It was World Market. It was TJ Maxx. Like, you can find this here. It wasn't these big box. So I also think they're going to have to, you know, as things become more personalized with AI, they're going to have to get on how the marketing.
We got to go. Excellent stuff as always. Get healthy and
we'll talk
next week.
See ya.
Hit it, Dave.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.